Hey there, welcome to What's the Truth. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and I am here to talk to you about how dieting is the worst way to lose weight. And we're going to be talking about how dieting may be hindering you and not helping you. I love how Apple changed their podcast app from subscribe to follow. So that way you don't feel like you're subscribing to anything or that it costs anything because podcasts are free, but it's just like following somebody on Instagram. So make sure while you're here listening to this episode that you go ahead and hit follow in the top right-hand corner of the podcast app. So that way you get all the notifications of new podcasts that you can listen to on your way to work or cleaning the house or your downtime. This fall, I have a new book coming out. So make sure you head to jessicahoddle.com/chasegod. The link is going to be below so that you get my free guide on chasing God and not your feelings. This is all about how to live by faith and not by what you feel. So if you've ever felt like somebody that is on that emotional roller coaster, or you feel like you just carry anger and bitterness, or maybe you're just frustrated because you want to heal, but you are confused and you don't know how to do it, no matter what it is, if you have feelings at all, you will want to pick up this guide. And you're probably thinking, why are we talking about dieting when, you know, you're talking about feelings and you're talking about healing in your body? Well, this podcast is really for all of us because our brains are not separate from our bodies. Because here's the thing, if dieting was the best way to lose weight, wouldn't there be more women who weigh less, who were happy and loved their body, that enjoyed food, that they enjoyed working out, that they were just quote unquote healthy? And, you know, I've been in the fitness industry for more than 11 years, and it's why I like talking about health here on the podcast, because I talk about feelings and healing and all of those kind of areas so much that we can't escape this area. And it's not segmented because our body communicates with our brain and our brain communicates with our body. And it starts to create this feedback loop, especially with our emotions and our feelings involving chemically and how we react. And I'm not saying that we can't control those things, but when we're aware and we begin to walk through these processes, it really helps us to understand even why we do what we do when it comes to our bodies and working out. So being in the fitness industry, it really teaches us to cut calories, to go on a diet, and then you'll finally be happy with your body and yourselves. And everybody I know has their very specific topic or niche in the fitness industry. And I guess you could say that mine is, we're going to talk about it all. I am not a dietitian. I've been a personal trainer, taught fitness classes, but all of this goes together. It's not just food, nutrition, but it's also hormones. It's stress, which stress in itself disrupts the hormones because it puts our body in a fight or flight or and not a rest and digest state where a body can handle the pressures that are happening and going on. So for me personally, I was working out, I was minimizing my food, I was doing the gluten-free, dairy-free, grain-free, like all the things I was trying, and I still wasn't happy. I still didn't have energy. I still didn't have, like, I felt like I was trying to fix a internal problem with external resources. How much can I move? How much can I, you know, eat or not eat? How much can I change these basically through action, what I'm dealing with inside? And what I realized is we can't fix an internal problem with an external solution. And sometimes, and I'm not saying all times, but when we're under heavy stress, our body will keep that weight and will make it hard to lose that weight. And a lot of that has to do with the hormones that release, like adrenaline and cortisol and things that happen. But the diet pressures in this world are real. You know, you're checking out at a grocery store and you're looking at your cart of groceries and then you pick up a headline in a magazine that somebody says, like, they lost 10 pounds in 10 days. And you start to wonder, like, do I have the right foods for that? Should I try that diet? And we start to go into this spiral of, if this person did it on this magazine or on this book or whatever, then that must mean I can do it too. And so then we jump on social media and we see all kinds of people working out, sharing their food, their supplements, and what works for them. And we begin to wonder, well, do I need what they have? You know, I wonder if I need to change my food yet again, right? Because we're in the grocery store and we're triggered. And then right in the car, we pick up our phone and then we, you know, go, oh, that person's eating that. I need to go back into the grocery store because now I'm triggered again because maybe I'm thinking I don't have the right food, right? And one of the analogies that I love to kind of use when we think of dieting, I kind of think of Jenga. Okay. So Jenga, it's not really a fun game for me, but maybe you love it. You know, it's Jenga's hat where you have those rectangle blocks and you build this tower. You do three on the bottom one way, and then you do three more, you know, blocks on the opposite direction. And you build the tower all the way to the top. And the goal of this is that each person takes out a block from the tower and puts it back on top of the tower. So the person that pulls the block out of the tower the wrong way, or however you want to say it, makes the tower tumble and they lose. So the tower falls because the base becomes unstable. It can no longer hold the weight of the blocks on top because they start pulling from, you know, the bottom and the center. And now it's like being held by one block. I want us to look at this as far as our diet, because each diet that we try takes a piece out of our holistic nutrition, which is our spirit, our soul, and our body, and it places it all by itself. And so we start taking these blocks out of, basically, if we're looking at our temple almost as the big block of Jenga, is we start taking these pieces out and we start trying to separate them. And then we put them back on top of just maybe an old layer, a faulty foundation. We put the brick or the block back on top of a lie about that diet. And so what happens is you just keep filtering through all of a sudden these lies and a new diet, and it just keeps adding. And then the base becomes unstable. And we realize that with each new rule or restriction we add, it only adds onto the next diet or way of eating that we try. And we can no longer handle a specific way of eating that basically you just want to give up, which is why you may continue to be frustrated with dieting. Because every time you try something new, a new rule gets added. Well, what happens is we don't realize it, but we take a rule from the other way of eating and we place it on the current one. So for me, my journey, you know, I was working out almost 2 hours a day at the gym. I wanted to change my body. I was showing up. I was, you know, it was kind of my community place, but I was showing up exhausted. And here's the thing, I would take my pre-workout and I would go home and I would be so tired physically, just wanting to nap all the time. And I didn't really question it, although I was frustrated with it, but I just didn't question it because you just, well, hey, I'm doing the thing. I'm taking the pre-workout. I'm lifting all these weights. I'm doing these heavy things. But deep down, my working out was just like this cover up for things I thought I could control in my life, which was working out and food, because of the pain that I was experiencing in my real life. It was me being distant from my body and my mind. And I didn't tend to my soul at all. Didn't tend to my feelings, because my feelings were anger, hate, frustration. I thought the world owed me something. And in the end, I wanted to be able to love my body, but my body was never enough. So I would strive and I would try to do all these things and I would try to prove that I was good enough and prove that I was worthy through my body. Like, look what I can do. And it was this cover up for something deeper. And so when we think about, like, how is your diet hurting you, or how is it helping you, or is it hindering you, is what you're doing dieting, moving food to food to food, is it taking you away from something deeper that maybe you're afraid to confront? Because they can go side by side. They don't have to be one or the other. It's both and. And that's what I, when I help my clients, my one-on-one clients, my group coaching clients, people on my coaching team, is it's all connected. We need God to be our foundation so that we don't become unstable, so that we don't become chained to rules and restrictions. And so many women I talk with, and maybe you felt this way too, but they don't believe they can lose weight without dieting. And my thing I always say is the way you eat doesn't need a title. It doesn't need to have a description. It doesn't need to be paleo, grain-free, gluten-free. It's just the way that you eat. It doesn't have to be keto or, you know, Whole 30 or whatever. It doesn't need a title. Because when we start to label food, good, bad, titles of food, ways of eating, I think we fall into its box and we go, this is the only way I can eat under keto. This is the only way I can eat under, you know, Whole 30. And I'm not dogging. I am not putting down any of these things. I am merely asking you to question, like, do you find yourself rotating all of these different ways of eating and still feeling frustrated with your body, with your mind, and with your thoughts? Because in the end, I wanted love, and I thought my body could be the vehicle to receive the love. Our hope is in our Savior. It's not in a diet. Let me say that again. Let's just take the pressure off. It's our hope is in our Savior and not a diet. So that means that you don't have to diet to heal. You don't have to diet to way less emotionally and spiritually. You don't have to diet to prove to others. You get to do and move and to eat and to heal because our hope is in our Savior. So maybe you're kind of asking yourself, okay, how do I know if I've been on a diet? So let me just give you a few things that you can kind of recognize that you have been on a diet, because this is what dieting can cause us to do. Number one, food binges happen when you're not dieting. So you want to eat all the food that's restricted, so to speak, on the diet you're currently eating. You feel guilty about eating certain food. Three, you have little trust with food or around food. Four, you have shame about not being able to stick to something. You go, okay, here, I'm going to try this new diet, and you make it for 7 days and then you feel shame because you didn't do it. Number five, you eat all the food that you couldn't eat while on the diet. Number six, feelings like you failed. You feel like you have all these feelings like you don't even deserve to eat almost because you just feel like you can't do anything right. I would love to know, does this resonate with you? What number did you feel like you, like food binges? Do you feel guilty? Do you have little trust with food? Come tell me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. I would love to hear your story or what number or what you're working through of just how you're processing through the diet, or maybe you need help with that. So just come over on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. And I think that I'm going to list six more things about what happens when we diet. And number one, you become afraid of food. Number two, you start to deny your body what it needs because rules say you can't eat past 7 p.m. or you can't start eating until 11 a.m. And here's the thing that we have to understand is that for some people, this is great, but it's not a one size fits all. Even though we might know that, we need to understand that the way I eat, how I eat, the times I eat, the structure of my eating may not be good for you. And that's where we really have to tune into the Holy Spirit, to God, to ourselves, into our body, into our mind, so that we can take responsibility over our choices and not being led by everybody else in their choices. Number three, food begins to take on a narrative of being immoral or moral, which is good or bad. Food or working out changes your mood for the worst on a consistent basis. meaning, did you eat good that day? Did you have a good workout that day, or did you not? Number five, you're under eating to lose weight. And it's more than calories in and calories out. Like, yes, we don't want to overindulge. Like, there is basic fundamental things to that. I'm not denying that calories in, calories out, but it's not the only thing. Number six, everything you do is to burn calories and to stay around 1200 calories a day. So let's talk about kind of reframing this a little bit. Diets easily disempower us, right? Diets disempower us because diets take us out of the equation, because we start listening to other people tell us, we start listening to social media. Like, we have all this information coming at us of what people are telling us that we need to do to get this body to look like this, to get these results or goals. So we need to start getting back in our bodies and into our minds so that we can listen to the feedback that our bodies are giving us, especially about food. Because I'm not saying that we don't listen to doctors. I'm not saying that any of these things are bad, because some people have allergies where they can't have gluten or dairy or those things. Yes, it's okay. Don't eat them, right? Like, but we don't have to label everything as a diet. It's just your way of eating that is good for your body. One way that we can kind of break this cycle is to break down what we've been told, because we can't change what we are not willing to confront, right? So let's talk about some reframe questions. Number one, why have I told myself I can't eat this food? Number two, what will really happen to me if I eat this food? Number three, am I afraid to eat this food? Are you afraid of repercussions of eating this food? Number four, if so, why am I afraid? Number five, do I eat because of the comments people have made to me? So do you eat because of comments people have made about your body, about the things that they see about you? Number six, am I hungry when I eat? Number seven, do I want the food I'm about to eat? Do you want the food that you're about to eat? Will I be deprived if I don't eat the food in front of me? Number nine, do I experience shame or guilt when I eat this food? And why? Number 10, am I giving my power to food or living through the power of God? Okay. This podcast is here to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. And this is why I'm talking about our bodies, because our bodies need to be talked about. If dieting isn't working, now is this time to stop trying to diet, to learn another diet, and just learn how to eat food while listening to your body and the Holy Spirit. I'll link the episode I did with my friends, Liz and Summer. They are in real life friends, actually, as well, on trusting the Holy Spirit instead of diet culture. And I pray that it blesses you. But the way you eat doesn't need a label. Remember that your body doesn't operate on seasons, meaning like summer, spring, fall, winter. And I think there are so many narratives for each season. Well, I'm going to gain all this, you know, weight in the winter, and I'm going to eat all the sweet things in the fall, and summer, I'm not going to eat anything, you know, because I got to have the good body, you know, because winter, it doesn't matter because I'm covered up. Like, think about the narratives that we hear in each season about our bodies. Your body operates in time, meaning every second, every minute, every hour, that kind of time. So today, right now, your body doesn't know season. It just knows what you're giving it, what you're telling it right now. Diet culture is full of lies of what we should be doing or could be doing without realizing that every body was created differently. So your body is not like anybody else's body. And I really want you to go through these questions, through these very specific bullet points, and asking yourself, have I wrestled with these? Do I feel these things now? Because how we think about our bodies, how we heal emotionally, where we are in our walk with God, all of this affects us physically. It affects how we show up in eating and how we move our bodies. So we can't neglect it. And that's why we talk about it here on the podcast. And yes, I have been in the fitness industry for more than 11 years and helping so many women, like I said, coaching group, one-to-one, walk through this process of spirit, soul, and body. So with that being said, make sure you hit that follow button up on the podcast so that you get all of the podcasts moving forward so you don't miss a thing. And thank you so much for just taking a moment to leave a rating and a review. It helps other women when they land on the podcast to be encouraged and inspired to hit that follow button as well. And hey, I'd love to hear what you think about this podcast over on Jessica Hoddle. Like, are you wrestling right now with dieting? Are you frustrated with your body? Are you frustrated and tired of trying new things? Are you growing weary? I'd love to hear about it. With that being said, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.